I just learned something very interesting. Well, Biggie told Chris Dim, Chris Dim told me. We have a friend who is he's on the road right now. They're doing an event from Myrtle Beach, and they checked in from Dirty Don's Oyster Bar.
Yeah.
And I've not been to Dirty Don's.
Oh, really?
No, I don't think I have.
No. Have you been?
No, I haven't. I thought maybe that sounded like a Chris Kelly teenage place, though.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's been open that long. I used to go. There were all these great places. You know, Possum Trot, and that was the golf course down there, Possum Trot, man. That's my spot when I went to Myrtle. Uh-huh. You know, what did you say? The Suck Bang Blow. I mean, I've been by
That's it. Not for you.
Not for me. I've been by it, the Suck Bang Blow. And there are others. Golly, there was one. Oh, is it Dirty Grandpa's or I forget the
there was Dick's Last Resort.
Dick's Last Resort. There. No, yeah. I've definitely been to Dick's Last Resort. The Angry Monk. That's one.
Oh, yeah?
Down there, yeah, called The Angry Monk. And this one's called Don's Dirty Oyster Bar. Well, our friend is a Mormon. And I did not know this. Biggie says Mormons can't eat shellfish. And yet they took him to Dirty Don's Oyster Bar. So he couldn't get shrimp or oysters or anything like that.
I may have had to have fried flounder or something.
I guess. Yeah, I suppose so. That's news to me. You knew that?
No, I just wondered when I heard they were eating there and looked it up.
Oh, really? And
yeah, it was news to me because I know if you're kosher, you can't have shellfish.
Right.
But I did not realize there were restrictions in the Mormon faith.
The strange thing about the Mormon faith as well is...
Wrong wordage.
Sorry. Sorry.
I'm going to walk that back.
The weird thing about Mormons...
take
three. Still bad three. Another thing that...
Interesting.
Interesting thing about the Mormon faith is... They can drink cold caffeine, like a Coke or a Mountain Dew, but not hot caffeine, like tea or coffee. So strange, because our friend drinks a lot of cold caffeine.
Yeah.
But no, no coffee touches.
No coffee.
He is a Dr. Pepper addict.
Yeah. And I the other day, the door to his car randomly was just up. He has a Tesla. Yeah, and it just, you've seen that before.
Yeah, you have to tell him because sometimes he doesn't know.
I did tell him. I went out to the car to get something.
Bro, your car's open.
And the car was open and playing the radio, and he had a can of Coke in the cup holder. And that's when I thought, is he allowed to drink? But he is. Yeah. He is allowed to have it cold. So what about like room temperature? What if he, if he's desperate for a soda, but it's room temp, as I have been before?
Well, I don't know, but this might be an even more deep spiritual question. Mm-hmm. What about an iced coffee?
I don't think he can have that's cold. I think
you think iced coffee.
I think that's okay. Yeah, I think that's okay.
It's served over ice.
Yeah, because it's cold. I think anything over ice would be all right. But listen, I have no idea.
Yeah, we're just speculating.
Two questions, Biggie. You were on the phone a minute ago. What if a Coca-Cola is like room temperature and has been sitting on the dining room
table. Gets too warm.
But he's desperate for it.
It's in a hot car.
You got to put it on ice.
It's put it on ice. What about an iced coffee then? I think it's okay.
I've always heard no to coffee and tea no matter what.
Even if it's ice, because there's a lot of cold coffees now. So it's not.
And iced tea's been around forever.
Right. So he doesn't drink any iced tea. Boy, I don't know. The Mormon religion is so interesting to me.
Yes.
They have so many.
Choose your words carefully.
Quirks, quirky things that they do. I learned a little about it when Mitt Romney ran for president. And I had a dear friend years ago who was not Mormon, but really liked the Mormon faith. I think he had a friend that was Mormon. And he used to always say, Mormons are good people. They are good people. And occasionally we would touch on that.
Yeah, a little almost too strident, but yes.
Yes, yes. We have Clark on the phone. Is a Mormon can answer those questions about the drinks. Clark, please fill us in on this. Now, can you have iced coffee?
No. Okay. No iced coffee. It's coffee is the prohibition.
Okay.
Flat, coffee and tea.
Okay. So no iced tea, but you're okay to drink a Coca-Cola?
Absolutely.
That's it.
And the shellfish restrictions are also real?
No.
Oh, no. Really? You can eat shellfish?
Yes, I eat them all day.
Okay. Well, in that case, that's fine. And let me ask you this delicately. I think we've probably asked about this before. Is there something about underwear that is an underwear that Mormons wear?
It's undergarments.
Undergarments that Mormons wear.
Yes.
What is it?
I can confirm.
Is it just a particular type of undergarment?
It's something that the faithful wear. You can look them up online and get a whole explanation a lot better than I can provide.
Okay. But you do this daily?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
One more question. What about a room temperature Coca-Cola?
Absolutely fine.
Okay. There it is.
In an emergency, I will grab a room temperature Diet Dr. Pepper.
All right. There you have it. Well, our friend who's Mormon loves a Dr. Pepper, but a room temp Diet Dr. Pepper.
In an emergency.
Well, I do that too. Thank you, Clark. Yeah. That did open our eyes a little. And listen, sometimes when I'm desperate for a Diet Coke, you know, if I don't have one in the fridge, I'll grab it from
garage temp.
Garage temp. A garage temp Diet Coke. And I don't like it over ice. The foam gets out of it, and it doesn't have the same punch to it. So I'll just drink it garage temp or put it in the freezer. But then if you forget, it explodes.
Yeah.
You know, you have that going against you as well.
At that risk.
Yesterday.
Are you back on the DCs?
Oh, hard on DC. But I'm giving it all up after Christmas. When New Year's comes around.
At least let everyone enjoy the holiday.
I'll start on December 26th, and that way by the time we get back in here, maybe my family will have taken the brunt of it.
Yeah, your headaches will be gone.
Yeah, because the headaches are real the first 3 or 4 days. Now, you really get that withdrawal from no Diet Cokes. But I'm loving them right now. I just have to have it, you know. And I love them icy cold. I mean, they have to be as cold as possible with that punch. But I don't like them over ice because it doesn't have the same intensity of the flavor. This was yesterday. We were talking about the Wizard of Oz ruby red slippers that sold for $28 million at an auction.
It's just crazy to me still.
Well, I know. You said, I mean, everybody was surprised at how much they sold for. A little more information on them. Somebody, a P1 listener, James, sent this in and said they sold for $28 million. The movie itself had a budget of $2.7 million from MGM when it was made in 1939. That was the most ever for a movie at that time, as you can imagine. It was one of four pairs used in the movie.
Okay.
We had a caller say that because they used asbestos as the snow, that they had to have at least a few pairs of slippers because they would get musty or they would get dirty because they used asbestos for snow. And these that just sold for $28 million have the words Judy Garland written on the rim. I don't know if she printed it or if it was. But
maybe the prop department did.
Her name.
I wonder if that increases the price.
I'll bet. I would say so. They were stolen at one point by an ex-mobster, Terry John Martin, from the Judy Garland Museum in 2005. And he told his friends, I'm going to make one last score, and it's going to be a big one. And he stole those slippers from the Judy Garland
Museum. Is that how you get drummed out of the mob? You steal a prop from Wizard of Oz?